I'm pleased to say that I have a guest in the studio. Our diary program is taking a break for a while. So I've got an artist here all the way from France, although she is South African, Corneille Theron, who has returned to South Africa with her artist, her exhibition called Nymphias, Les Femmes Émergentes, in conversation with Monet. And so, Corneille, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, this sounds quite interesting, especially the conversations with Monet, and I believe you have sort of mixed media works in this exhibition. Let's explain what we can expect at the exhibition.
Sure. Nymphes, les femmes émergentes is a body of work that has grown slowly, and the earliest impulse comes from my grandmother's lily pond on a Free State farm. So there already is a little bit of a connection with Monet, and you can get an idea where I'm working towards, because this is quite autobiographical, and the works there are oil paintings as well as mixed media photography layered with digital paintings on top.
They speak about some of your pixelated works.
Yes.
Just explain what that means.
I use pixels as a kind of a language. I developed this language, if you will, quite a few years ago through an experience of loss. So I wanted to show individuality by placing the colors next to each other. And it also forms a kind of abstraction. So it's an abstract kind of visual language that I call a new optical style.
Oh, optical is an interesting word. So
yes,
when you look at it, in other words, there might be a few things that you have to do a double take.
Yes, exactly. So when you stand in front of the works, they appear quite abstract. But I always encourage people to use a camera or something to see how the pixels might be compressed as if you were standing further away. So there's quite a bit of interplay in the experience of seeing the works.
Okay. And also, as you mentioned just now, there's a strong impulse from women who've influenced you in your past and at the moment.
Yes, exactly. So when I started to work on this, the earliest impulse came from my grandmother's lily pond. So I imagined, what would it be like if the women in my life, for instance, my ancestors, my granny, my mom, but also my friends, the people who have a big impact in my life, we all sat together around my grandmother's lily pond and we had a conversation about life. And that is where it all started.
Okay. Is it a fairly big exhibition? Are there lots of articles, lots of objects?
There are 17 oil paintings and 3 digital paintings.
Right. And it's all taking place now. This gallery, the artist gallery, Brie 33, tell me a little bit about that, because related to the artist gallery,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Gallery 33 Brie is the sister gallery of the artist gallery. And the artist gallery is it's co-owned and co-run by artists.
How often do you come out to, because you moved to France when,
yes,
how long ago?
About 7 years ago, I received a talent passport from the French government to be able to live and work in France. So I've only been here, this is my second time since moving to France 7 years ago.
Now, I have to ask you, how are you doing with the French language? Because I know it's not that easy.
No, it's not an easy language, but I can speak it. And I had to write my French exam, so I have a B2 level French, which is acceptable, but we are getting there.
Because you said when you came in, Corneille, that when you're an Afrikaans speaker,
yes,
apparently it's slightly more difficult to learn French.
I would think so. I mean, that's just my personal experience, because Afrikaans is a Germanic language. So I imagine it would be easier to learn German, which is next on my list. But for the pronunciation, the word order, everything is different.
Because you live, don't you, near the border of Germany?
Yes.
Just explain that to me. You were telling me where you lived.
We live about 40 minutes from the German border, close to Strasbourg. And it's just easier for me, the placement, because I can work in France and also in Germany, where a lot of my exhibitions are.
So are you getting lots of exhibitions? Is it working well for you? Are you,
yes,
making a mark, shall we say?
Well, I am thankful to say that I've had 4 international solo exhibitions. I've had an exhibition in Frankfurt, I had one in Munich recently. I had a very big exhibition in Kassel in a renovated swimming pool, which was a Documenta venue. Yeah. And that was a big marker in my career.
Okay. And so these visits to South Africa, you say this is only your second visit?
In 7 years, yes, second visit.
But do you feel, because of your background, your family, you said your grandmother's fish pond and all that.
Yes.
It must be special to bring these works back to South Africa.
Yes,
onto
absolutely.
Your home soil.
Absolutely. It's like a rerouting of my practice back in African soil. And it sort of journeys what I've experienced over the last 7 years, but also my history in South Africa. And what I found very interesting was that how many people actually personally responded to the idea of having the exhibition originate at a family farm.
Mm.
A lot of people just personally connected to that idea. And I just put that metaphor in the international context of Monet and his water lilies and his period of abstraction where he lost his eyesight, which is what I focus on in this exhibition.
Goodness, Cornette, sounds fascinating. So let's just get the dates and things right.
Yes.
It has already opened, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's correct.
And it runs through until February, I think, 7th of Feb?
Until the 7th of February.
Okay, and it's at Brie 33.
Gallery 33 Brie, yes.
And that's the
Brie
address.
Brie Street 33, that's correct.
Okay. Now tell me the title just once more, because you can say it beautifully in French.
It's Nymphaea, Les Femmes Émergentes.
In conversation with Monet.
That's correct.
Okay, I was talking then to Cornette Theron, and as you heard, her exhibition there at Brie 33 until the 7th of February. Thank you very much, Cornette, and best of luck. See you again when you next come through.